97.
As we look at the state of mental health here in South Africa, topics like suicide and self-harm can often be seen as something we shouldn't be talking about. This month, as we focus on mental health and where we can get help, we're being urged not to shy away from such topics. Hot 1027's Tara Penny has more.
I drove my car with my eyes closed through a traffic light at 120 k's an hour in the hope that I'd be hit by a car or a truck.
Having suffered a series of personal traumas and tragedies over the course of a few years, owner of DC Coffee, Neil Golding, tried to take his own life in 2016.
Firstly, I'm incredibly thankful it didn't happen for my sake, but it was for someone else, because in the moment I wasn't thinking about who cares if I hit someone else or who cares if I drive into a wall. For me, it was the only way to escape what I was feeling.
Neil says owning up to his loved ones was difficult, but necessary.
Having to now share this, why I did what I did, with my family, it was a heartbreaking moment, not just for me, but for them to actually experience, like, an hour earlier could have been the end of me, which would have changed the trajectory of my family's life, especially my kids.
He and his wife, Sam, know how debilitating depression can be.
At that stage, I couldn't even get dressed in the morning because my brain wasn't computing correctly, so Sam would have to help me literally put a belt on and put socks on and shoes.
Neil was diagnosed with major depressive disorder and generalized anxiety disorder, and through a lengthy process of elimination, he's managed to find the medication that works best for him. Now he's trying to tackle the stigma that accompanies suicidality.
And people will say, it is so incredibly selfish. Think about your friends, your family. Think about everything that's going for you. And if I think back, I did have a lot going for me. But none of that stuff really mattered in the moment. For me, just to escape the pain of what I was going through, and the fact that no one else understood.
And he's put this mission at the core of his business.
Every week I get DMs from people in our community, especially through our DC Coffee network that we've built. We haven't just created a coffee shop, we've created a safe space. And it's through that that we've realized there are so many people every day that you can ask them the question, how are you? And the most common question in life is, how are you? The most common lie is, I'm fine. And I can look in and say, but really, like, what are you going through? What are you struggling with? And then the conversation gets a bit deeper.
Anyone grappling with suicidal thoughts can contact SADAG's 24-hour crisis line free of charge. Tara Penny, Hot 1027 News.
Hot 1027.